Good evening. It's July 15th, 2011. The time is 7:21 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York on a Friday, a long Friday. I did a 12-hour shift today at the job site, but it went fairly quick. And on the way home, I was listening to the radio, and a story grasped my attention because the original story started last Saturday at Yankee Stadium, a story that you thought couldn't get any better. It's a great story, I think, of a fan returning a baseball to a player of the New York Yankees, and that was Christian Lopez, who caught Derek Jeter's 3,000th hit, which was a home run. Everybody knows that story, and he ended up getting some. He could have very easily sold the ball. What it comes down to, he gave the ball back to Derek Jeter, saying he deserved to have the keepsake, and Christian Lopez passed on a chance of selling the ball for what is being reported now up to like $250,000. Well, this is where the story gets better. The New York Yankees ended up giving Christian some gifts of box seats, luxury box seats for the remaining season going into the playoffs, as well as some memorabilia consisting of t-shirts signed by Derek Jeter, some bats, and whatnot. So, but that amounted to about $70,000. So just like anything with gifts to that high dollar value, there's going to be something called taxes associated with. And in this case, anywhere from $5,000 to $14,000. Now this is where it gets interesting, and the story just gets better. The Miller High Life company that makes Miller beer, in a statement they released this past Wednesday, said the bill of the taxes is going to be on them. They're going to pay the $5,000 to $14,000. Which has been reported by the New York Times and the New York Daily News. Miller High Life believes you should be rewarded for doing the right thing, not penalized. And in this case, Christian Lopez did the right thing. I couldn't agree more. He did the right thing, hands down. Here's where it gets even better. On this audio boo, there's a cover picture of Christian Lopez in a baseball card. Well, the fan who returned Jeter's ball is getting a baseball card. I don't think this will be the baseball card, but it'll be interesting to see what it is. It's just something I found that shows Christian, you know, shows what Christian Lopez looks like, a young adult, 23 I think he is, and he's going to have the honor of being on a baseball card that Topps Baseball Card Company is going to make. He's going to have the rare opportunity that any baseball fan would love to have. This is like being on the box of Wheaties. Or I should say, you won a gold medal and your pitcher gets put on a box of Wheaties. So it just captures the essence of what baseball is all about. A fan being able to return something to a player. It's just an opportunity that is just historic. And it just made my day, which was a long one, just seem, you know, better. You know, it was a pretty decent day, but hearing this, it just made it a better day. So it is a good story. And I wish Christian Lopez the best of being one of the good guys. That's all I have for this evening. Y'all be fire safe, be fire wise, learn not to burn. Ciao for now, and peace.